GOP Rep. Roy, border bill the least effective bill you can possibly put together. By Jeff Poor on February 6, 2024. During an appearance on FNC's special report, Representative Chip Roy, RTX, explained why the so-called border bill being considered on Capitol Hill was terrible legislation and being rejected by him and his House Republican colleagues. According to the Texas Republican, the legislation accepts the premise of mass migration. First of all, it doesn't have anything meaningful out of H.R. 2. Because we put that together thoughtfully to actually stop the abuse by the executive branch to just let people come into the United States, he said. They are using asylum and parole as loopholes. Effectively, plus judge-created loopholes to dump people in the United States. And with all due respect to Senator Sinema, these provisions that they put in there, they are not going to do the job. In fact, they are going to have $4 billion to hire a bunch of so-called asylum officers who are going to rubber stamp a whole bunch of claims up to 5,000, which if you multiply that would be up to 1.8 million. Now, I know they say these are encounters. I heard Senator Sinema say, well, they are overstating that. That's just encounters. But Mayorkas has been releasing 85% of everybody that they brought in, Roy continued. And the small changes they made to asylum is not going to change that. Meanwhile, they fund $1.4 billion for the NGOs that are working in direct relationship with the United Nations to funnel people up through Mexico, so they are not going to do anything. And by the way, they provide attorneys for unaccompanied children. Unaccompanied children don't count in the total 5,000 numbers, which means it's a magnet for cartels to keep abusing children. This is the least effective bill you can possibly put together. They know it's dead when it gets here. Democrats want this as cover for not actually doing their job. They want to be able to point to us and say, oh, they killed our great bill. But it's not a bill that the American people want because it won't work. It accepts the premise of mass migration. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.